वो दर्द आया बाहर निकल गई।
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast. The Juvenile Justice Committee of the Jammu and Kashmir High Court, comprising of four judges, submitted a report to the Supreme Court which states that 144 minors aged between 9 years and 17 years were arrested in Kashmir since August 5th. Lawyers and human rights activists we spoke to say that the number is much higher. And so is the number of illegal detentions of minors since August 5th. Many of the arrested minors have been lodged in jails in violation of Section 12 of the Juvenile Justice Act, which states that minors can only be kept in an observation home or a place of safety during the pendency of an inquiry. In today's episode, Kurratullen Rehber will speak to us about how young children who were illegally detained after August 5th are coping with the trauma of this experience. Kurrat will also detail the difficulties being faced by families of arrested minors. So, Kurrat, you've spoken to families of those who have been illegally detained and detained. What are they saying?
So, there is one such family. It's from Baramulla. So, their 15-year-old son, he was being picked up and took to police station Baramulla. Okay. And according to the family, they had no idea that he was arrested.
Okay.
Because the incident had took place.
Let us just play back the interview once, so that let us listen to the brother of this 16-year-old who speaks to us about what their experiences. Let me just play that clip and then you can continue. Yeah.
जी आप बताएं हमें कि आपका जो भाई है ना उसकी एज क्या है?
About 16.
क्या हो गया था उस दिन? Like किस दिन उनको लिया था?
10th of August 2019.
क्या हो गया था?
स्टोन पार्टिंग हुई थी यही में, बट हमें पता नहीं था उसको लिया है। हमें मतलब शाम को 9 बजे पता चला कि उसको लिया है, क्योंकि उस वक्त यहाँ पर मोहल्ले का जो प्रेसिडेंट होता है वो ही थाने में गया था, उसकी नजर पड़ी थी वहाँ पर। फिर उनसे हमें इतला मिली उनको लिया है, वरना हमें पता ही नहीं था, उसको दिन में ही लिया था।
अच्छा, उसको कहाँ पे रखा था? पुलिस स्टेशन?
जी।
पुलिस स्टेशन किसमें?
पुलिस स्टेशन बारामला।
बारामला। तो फिर कितने टाइम के बाद उसको रिलीज किया?
चार पांच दिन बाद।
पांच दिन तक पुलिस स्टेशन में ही रखा?
हाँ, बिना किसी केस के, किसी भी कोई केस वेस नहीं था, बस ऐसे ही पकड़ के लिया था।
अच्छा, तो लाइक उन पांच दिनों में उसको मारा आ रहा था, उसने घर में बोला?
हाँ, पहले ही दिन उसको मारा था, मतलब जब हमको पता चला उसको लिया है, फिर हम गए वहाँ पर, उनने कहा जहाँ पर स्टोन पेंटिंग हुई है तो उसी केस में इसको लिया है, मगर जो हमारा ये मेरा छोटा भाई है वो किसी केस में इन्वॉल्व नहीं था।
अच्छा,
वहाँ पर उसी के साथ बहुत सारे माइनर्स जो थे वो बंद थे, वो किसी को नहीं छोड़ रहे थे।
ऑलमोस्ट कितने माइनर्स थे?
अबाउट 25.
अच्छा ठीक, 25. तो उसके बाद आपको लगा एज अ ब्रदर आपको लगा कुछ बिहेवियर में चेंजेस या कुछ?
बिहेवियर में बहुत सारी चेंजेस आई है, लाइक वो कुछ भी सुनता है, मतलब कहीं पे टाउन में हालात खराब हुए या कुछ, वो घर से बाहर निकलता ही नहीं है।
अच्छा,
मतलब दूध रोटी कुछ भी लेने नहीं निकलता।
अच्छा,
डर सा है, मतलब उसके अंदर वो डर सा है, अब
That was the brother of this person who was illegally detained, and the brother clearly says that there is no charges or no FIR against him, but he was still in detention for 4 days. Kurrat, tell me, what else did he tell you?
According to him, they had no idea that he was arrested. Then they came to know about it from the president, from their this village. So he had gone to police station, who then informed the family about his detention. So they said that this guy, he's a minor, so he had never been picked up by police, or he has never done any stone pelt according to the family, but still he was illegally being detained for almost 4 days. And he talked to me and he said that I was still expecting that I'll be released day after I was arrested, because everything was messed up that 5th August, but nothing like that happened. एंड फैमिली हैड टू जस्ट लाइक विजिट फॉर ऑलमोस्ट 4 days. दे वर कंटिन्यूअसली गोइंग टू पुलिस स्टेशन एंड देयर मदर हु इज ऑल्सो सिक, शी वॉज कंटिन्यूअसली क्राइंग. देन दे वर गोइंग टू पुलिस स्टेशन आस्किंग रिक्वेस्टिंग दीज ऑफिशियल्स प्लीज टू लाइक रिलीज हिम. And he was not the only one from, let me tell you this as well, that he was not the only minor from Baramulla. That time, he said that almost 20 other minors, they were also like in the same. Yeah, they were along with him.
Did this minor tell you if he faced violence while he was in custody?
Yes, yes. He said that when he was picked up, he was basically he was being beaten by army. First of all, army beat him, and then police came to the spot. It was some band at police station, Baramulla. So they took like him along with other. They were minors. And also,
who are above 18.
Exactly.
After he was detained, he was beaten up. There is no standing FIR against him, right?
No, there is no FIR. There was no FIR against him. And then the family was also asked to sign that bond. So there was this bond which said that he should not be involved in some activities. Then he... according to his family, they said that we were surprised because he has never done anything. Then we like also had to sign the bond, and this is just harassment and intimidation from police side.
So that is one case that you have seen from Baramulla. Of all the people that you've spoken to, is there anything else which is equally as stark as this case from Baramulla?
Yes, basically there was one guy. He's from Shopian district. He's 14-year-old. And he was picked up on August 8th. And as per his family, when they went to police station, so they said that his tooth was broken and there were swellings on his shoulder. So he was beaten. And after a few days, police told the family that he has been shifted to, first he was shifted to Central Jail, Srinagar. But after some time, when they were planning to visit Central Jail, Srinagar, they came to know that he was being put under PSA, booked under PSA, and then he was shifted to Varanasi Jail. So they basically, that time there was no communication. There was like, they couldn't call anyone. So they had to meet the officials. They had to, plus there is one more thing, interesting thing about this case is that this guy was the only breadwinner of the family, as his father is, he has died, and his mother and two sisters are living.
And what was he doing to earn? What kind of jobs?
So he's a baker, basically. He was a baker. So on August 28th, the family filed habeas corpus petition to challenge his detention. And they said that his according to his certificate, date of birth certificate, his date of birth is like March 16, 2005. And from that day till yet, they have no idea like whether the authorities shifted him back to Shopian. And they don't have any idea because the family is very poor. Their condition is very critical. And they don't have anyone to. They said that, see, we couldn't even those days, like when we came to know about that he was shifted to Varanasi, we weren't able to go to that like place because it will cost us more than 40,000 and we have nothing. So it was like this is what family said about him.
Okay, so a 14-year-old child is yet to be found. The family doesn't know where the child is. They have approached the authorities, they've approached the court, but still there is nothing which is known.
There was a case from Sri Gufara Nathanav. So this guy, he was also a minor. He was illegally detained for almost 50 days. And he was then also shifted to Bareilly. Basically, he was also put under PSA. Supreme Court had filed this. His family had filed a petition, habeas corpus. And then recently, he has been released. But as for his family, after he was released, he's not able to study. He's not able to concentrate. And also, sometimes police they also keep calling him to police station, and sometimes he has to like present himself to police station if something happens. Because as I already told you, when a stone pelting or something happens in the area. So these kids, they become the target again and again.
So it becomes a process where if a child is picked up once, the police will probably go back to that child again. Yeah, if there is another incident.
So it becomes a process that when something happens in any... if something happens anywhere,
so the same minor is harassed
again. Same person is picked up. Yeah, he's being intimidated, he's being harassed. Then you can imagine how his life becomes after that.
Khurrat, also another thing that has emerged over the last few days is that the police are making people who are detained or parents or relatives of children who are detained to sign this bond, where they are asking more than 20 people to sign a single bond, where there are statements like you cannot speak about things in Kashmir for a year mentioned. Were you able to gather whether these bonds are in fact being used across Kashmir?
Yes, at many places, because I talked to lawyers as well. So they said that in some places, especially in from villages. So what the police were doing, so they were picking up these youth. And after some time, after 4 or 8 days, without any formal charges, they were being released. So, but they were being released only after they would sign a bond, which would state that they will not indulge in stone pelting or protesters or anything. But there was one more thing included in that bond, is that they won't speak about the recent changes which happened in the state. But according to, like, as we know, this is illegal, and also, like, lawyers and officials, they say that it's illegal because as per the freedom of speech, there should not, such things should not happen, because you cannot ask someone not to speak or hold any public gathering.
According to the Constitution of India, nobody can be told not to speak. But also, according to the Constitution of India, no minor can be illegally detained and beaten up, like we've seen these two cases.
Yeah, these recent cases, they also show that these minors who were detained illegally and under PSA, Public Safety Act, it clearly shows that there has been no legal or normative processes which would protect a minor as those laid out in Jammu Kashmir Juvenile Justice Act. Nothing has happened.
To understand that in a place like Kashmir, right, we have routinely heard and seen cases of children being subject to violence, children being victims of pellets, children being subject to zero process by authorities, be it this time or the last times, etc. But I want to understand, how do authorities go about arresting children? What is the process in Kashmir, in parts of Kashmir, which has seen conflicts for so many years, when they're going after children? How do they do it?
According to, like, I want to quote, there is a report by JKCCS. They have basically done a lot of reporting on these detained children. So they say that authorities here, they don't see whether this is minor or major or someone like who's grown up. So they just, like, they accuse them of being stone pelter, or just they say that he was participating in protests. So this is just these are the excuses by the authorities, and on the basis of these things, they pick up them, and then they don't see whether this minor should be shifted to juvenile home or what should be done to the...
Because the law says, like you're saying,
exactly.
The law says that if a child is picked up and if the person in question is below the age of 18, he cannot be in the police station. He should be shifted to an observation home.
Yes, he cannot be, because it also says that if someone is like a minor, he doesn't have an idea if he's doing any wrong or if he's doing any good. So you should know the law.
Before you pick up a children. Second, exactly. Now we don't know where this 14-year-old from Shopian is. His mother doesn't know. His two sisters don't know. We don't know. I mean, if he was in an observation home or in a center approved by the JJB, I'm sure the family would have come to know. But clearly he is in a jail, right?
And there is one more surprising thing about Kashmir, that where you are picking up a lot of children, where almost, I guess, like thousands of children have been picked up since 90s. So there is only one juvenile home in
all
of
Kashmir. Are you serious?
Yeah, this is true. And one of the lawyers, he also told me that most of the times, parents, they prefer that their children should be in police station because juvenile home is in Harwan area and it's like very far from, suppose from Shopian, South Kashmir. So they always, they then prefer that our child should be in police station so that we could see him. But this is a failure of authority.
And it's a failure of law because the law mandates that there should be a juvenile justice home or observation centers in every block. Every block where there's a police station, there needs to be a juvenile justice home or at least an observation center approved by the government.
And there is one more interesting thing this time that, see, I approached almost five families and seriously, they were not trying to talk to me. They were basically, they said that we fear the reprisal from police. So there was one such case. It was from Anchar. So this 15-year-old boy was taken and kept in Safakade police station. And as per his family, after he was released, like he was released after 24 days, and he was illegally detained in this the police station, and after he was being released, they say that he's so much threatened that he's not able to move out of the home, and sometimes we tell him to visit the grandparents, but he's still, because he was too fond of his this maternal home, so he isn't doing that, and they don't keep him isolated. So there is this thing as well that they then suffer mentally. And also, obviously, physically, when you beat them up.
From all your conversations, what has emerged as serious consequences of these detentions on minors?
So, because as I already told you, I talked to these families, and when I tried to talk to the minors, so they were, first of all, they are so threatened, and they say that we fear going out of our homes, and we won't go out, like if there is some gathering outside, if something happens. So they, most of the time, they remain in their homes. And second of all, their mental health is also suffering because most of the times they remain isolated. Since they are being, since the time they have been detained, there are some cases like who just, they stay in their homes, they don't talk much to their family, and there is this anger issues as well. So they basically, their behavior, as per the family, their behavior changes a lot.
And do you think these victims of illegal detention or abrasive police behavior, they have any recourses, meaning that are any mental health professionals accessible to them? Do they get any help from the community to get over this, the trauma associated with this incident?
I don't think so, because as I told you already that, see, first of all, they should have been kept in juvenile homes where obviously as per law, they are being treated and they are being, like, counseling is being done. So, but what happens in these cases is when a minor is picked up, and in many cases, then police again, they call them again, and then they have to, every day they have to, because there was one such case when, and not only one case, I think there are a lot of cases where a minor, he has to go to police station every day and then sign some attendance. And then they shift, like they tell him to go home. And then every next day, he has to do same. That means you are keeping him, like this minor, he is continuously thinking about it, that he was being jailed, he was picked up. And then there is one more stigma from society. Then if someone is picked up, so they look upon him as he is a stone pelter, or so he was like shifted to jail or whatever. So this way, his behavior changes a lot, and he keeps him isolated from the society, from his friends. So that means mentally you are isolating him, and mentally you are
mentally,
like, he's being intimate.
Socially.
Yeah. A mother told me that after his son was picked up, she said that she won't let him move out from now.
That she would keep him in the house.
Exactly. She said that if anything happens, I will never let him move out.
You're basically saying that from one side, the police is like hunting down on minors, and on the other side, the families are also trying to control their children.
Yes. In the middle of everything, it's the children, it's the minor who is be affected.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.